We are up to Simin Reis Samaches. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. We'll be completing the Simin and learning the, as well as learning Simin Reis Samaches. So, Sif Yud Beis, Ein Ledaber B'Shah Sha'omer Vaychulu. You're not to speak while the Shat says Vaychulu, while the Tzibur says Vaychulu. V'lo B'Shah Sha'omer Shatz Baruch Me'en Sheva. Also, while the Shatz is saying Me'en Sheva, you don't talk. And the Sefer Chassidim brings down a Maisa of a Chassid to whom another Chassid that was already Nifter came in a dream and his face was all green and he asked him what it was for and he said he used to speak during Vaychulu and Brach Achaz Mein Sheva. Siv Yud Gimel Imi Mispawel Shal Chol V'lo Hiskar Shal Shabbos Shalo Yispawel Klal. Someone daven Shal Chol and didn't mention Shabbos, or he didn't daven altogether, or the Mishnah Berurah adds he left out Masha Varuach. V'shama mishatz bracha me'in sheva me'rosh va'atzof yotza. He heard the Shliach Tzibur say the entire bracha achas me'in sheva. The halacha is that he is yotza. But we only rely on this b'di'evid. The reason why we rely on it in the first place is because Tfilis Arvis Rishus Klal Yisrael was makabel on itself to daven mar, but it wasn't the chiyuv. The best thing is, first of all, if you're going to be yotza with vaychulu with mein sheva, you should say it along with the shatz, and you should only rely on this b'di'evid. But let's say you realize that you left out part of shmoneh esrei, you didn't daven, you daven yourself. You only rely on this b'di'evid. On yontif that's chal on Shabbos, you're not yotza with mein sheva because there's no askar of yontif. Reis samach tes. Nohagim, there's a minig lekadesh bebeis haknesses. There's a minig to make kiddush in shul. Now, the kiddush in shul was made, but it's got to have the halachas of kiddush. And the halach of kiddush is that you have to have a suda with it. You have to have something that'll give it a din of kiddush from makom suda. Ve'ein l'makadesh lito miyayin hakiddush. The one who makes kiddush doesn't plan on eating there, so there won't be kiddush from makom suda. So what does he do? He doesn't drink the wine. Elamat imo lakotin. He gives it to a child. The ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Umei karal lo nitkan ela b'shvil orchim diachli v'shaski b'veik nishta. Really, this was made for the guests that sleep in the shul. Lo tziyam yidei chavasam. V'achshav af al gav. The lo achli orchim b'veik nishta. Lo batla atakana v'zeu tam hamakomus shenagu lakadosh b'beis haknesses. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is not to make kiddush. There are only certain shuls that still make kiddush and shul after davening. The real reason was for the guests that ate in the shul, and today, even though there are none, they continue it. The minig is to stand. And it's a skula for ayefas habirkayim, to get your knees to stop being worn out. Now, the halacha in kiddush is that even though you're not yotza, you can be motzi somebody else. So the halacha therefore is that whoever's making kiddush, even though he doesn't have a suda after it, the guests could have. But your normal shul, where nobody is going to end up eating and sleeping in the shul, what is the purpose of the kiddush? It's a matter of minhag. Now the poskim talk about what kind of cotton to give the wine to. Some say it's got to be a cotton shalo higi lachinuch. Because even though he's lo higi lachinuch, but it's also to be machil him iser. Here you're being machil him food before he made kiddush. So that's iser. The Magen Avraham learns, no. You should dafka go out of your way to use a higi lachinuch. Because at least the bracha is a necessity. What about the bal tachil? You're giving him iser. So there's a whole Magen Avraham on this, and essentially, any iser that is just a matter of not tarfis, but it's a matter of timing, the halacha is that you're not mitzayer him. So based on this, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that even at home, a katan is allowed to eat before kiddush. He comes to shul with his pekala, he can eat before kiddush. The reason being that we're not machanach a kid in something that causes him tsar, something that's part of daily life. If the Makadish doesn't have a cotton to give it to, so he'll have to drink it himself, what does he do to keep it from being a bracha levatola? So of course, if he'd be Yotza Kiddush, that would be great. But he doesn't have a Suda. He should drink another Revius.